On the back of Gene Keller's brand new book, Tongue Tied to the Border, it says he is a full-spectrum poet, a maker of word artifacts, a singer, a storyteller, and you are indeed. You're all that and more, Gene. Congratulations on a great new book. Gene is going to be performing tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Maud Sullivan Gallery of the Downtown Public Library. Tell us what we can expect at your performance.
Well, as you know, I'm visually handicapped, and I don't read from the page very well. I'm a very halting reader, so I have to memorize my poems. And I also, of course, play guitar and have songs. So I'm calling it a performance of poetry and song. The poems will be from the text, Tongue Tied to the Border, and the songs are about the border. I think of all of it as being a 44-year-long love letter to the border.
And it is. I enjoyed reading a little bit more about you, more than I had known, even though I've known you for a number of years. I didn't really know where you were born and where you went from there and how you ended up here and kept coming back. And I enjoyed that. Give us the encapsulated version of your journey.
Encapsulated. It's been a 67-year-long story, let's see.
Well, okay.
I was born in California, but I moved to El Paso when I was 4 years old, and I consider myself a paseño.
Mm-hmm.
And the most stable period of my childhood was 5 years that I spent in the Southwestern Children's Home over by Austin High School. And I started at Texas Western College in 1966. Graduated from UTEP with a master's in 1971. I've been teaching English in Mexico, in Saudi Arabia, and here in El Paso. And I currently teach freshman composition at the El Paso Community College.
I found it interesting in your, again, in the intro about that you went off to teach rhetoric.
Started to teach composition,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you really just weren't into it.
I studied poetry. I did not study composition. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to learn how to teach people to write academic essays anyway.
Yeah, and that's one funny thing that people maybe assume about writers is that a writer is a writer. Everybody does everything, but there are different mediums, and poetry is quite amazingly different, and you have such a knack for it. What you can knock out spontaneously is stunning. How hungry are you still for poetry to be even more of your life?
Music and poetry saved my life. I have absolutely no doubt about that, that finding them at the age of 29 and realizing this for me was enough to bear the pain of life,
mm-hmm.
that poetry and music made it bearable. And although I only have a master's degree, I profess poetry, the value of poetry to individuals and to society. And so therefore, I'm a professor of poetry.
There you go. This particular book, you've done a number of other books. The rundown, let's see, you started out with Oñate and the Nightbirds.
1998.
That was your first. And then Every Song the Mockingbird Knows, a wonderful CD of your original songs. You've done other CDs, though, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. And how many total?
Oh, well,
I mean, you're fairly prolific.
Yeah, I've recorded several that I've never released just because of money.
No, that'll do it, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I did an album mm-hmm. in the 80s, an LP in the mm-hmm. 80s, and I've done a couple of other solo recording projects, but mm-hmm. Mockingbird is the first, is actually the best full band presentation of my songs. And of course, I owe that to my great friend Doug Adams out in California.
Yeah, nice collaboration on that one. And then Big Tent Jubilee was the book that you released in 2009, a book mm-hmm. of stories.
Correct.
So you've covered the gamut, but this particular book, how is it organized? How are the chapters put together?
Well, I have four sections.
Or sections, rather.
Yeah, and the opening poem is called El Paso Elementals, and it uses the old trope of fire and water and earth and air.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opening poem is called El Paso Elementals. It's in four sections, and each stanza in the first section ends with Ay, y esta es mi tierra, and the second section, each stanza ends with Ay, esta es mi agua, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so very loosely, I think of the first section of poems, which are called elementals, as being about the place, the earth here, the water, the mountains. The second section is called canciones, which are mostly short lyrics. And there's a link, I think, to the flowing of music and the flowing of water and the flowing of these poems. The third section is called Postmodern Border, and it confronts the violence and what is first the femicides and then the narco problem. And that's the air we live in right now.
Yes.
And then the last section is called Primo and the Tres Caras. It's a love story. And I think of that as the real fire in human beings.
I just enjoyed reading the index. It was very, very inviting. We're going to have the pleasure of hearing you read one more of your poems. But first, tomorrow is the performance from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Public Library downtown. That's 501 North Oregon in the Maude Sullivan Gallery. The book will be available for sale. That's Tongue Tied to the Border. Gene Keller's new book will be available for sale at the library, and it's also available from Amazon.com.
And at Hal Marcus Gallery.
Ah, at Hal Marcus's Gallery. Excellent. Would you like to give us a very quick explanation of the poem you're going to share with us?
A New America was one of several attempts to try and get the birth of my daughter into a poem. And the end of the poem, the red, the white, and the blue, were images from her birth. And so I just connected that to the birth of a new America that I envision, which the entire book kind of projects, this vision of a post-border area somehow.
Oh, it's a moving poem. Thank you, Gene.